This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. We talked about it last week, but it's worthy of a continuing discussion. What in the heck is happening to our country? When did we lose our common sense and the morals and values that helped build this great nation? I'll tell you, I am perplexed. Let's start with this. What is wrong with speaking English? We live in America, where English has been the language since the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock. In what nonsensical world do some of our elected leaders think that speaking English is some type of problem? I've told you this before. In California, the local ballot is printed in 18 different languages. Do you think that's right? Let me get this straight. If you can't speak English or understand English, how are you an informed citizen capable of making a knowledgeable vote? The answer is simply, you can't. Yet many of our elected officials, solidly in the Democratic camp, I may add, are on the attack against the English language. They want everyone to do whatever they want and speak whatever language they want, which is just a fine pipe dream. However, who pays for that privilege? You do. More bilingual teachers, increased printing costs for ballots, increased costs for signage in all languages, and on and on and on. Who pays for it? You do. Remember that. Next, what is with the assault on our religion? It started rather innocuous with a feeble attack on Christmas. Remember, you can't say Merry Christmas. You need to say Happy Holidays. What a bunch of bunk. What is wrong with Christianity, and as an extension, what is wrong with putting Christ in Christmas? Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. But the new left wing of the Democratic Party? Well, they think that any expression of Christ or Christianity is simply obscene. But Allah and the Muslims? Well, that's okay. Again, go figure. It is nuts, it is out of control, and put frankly, it is simply un-American, period. Why do we allow the far-left whack jobs to even be heard? Oh, that's right, freedom of speech. But speak something that's against their radical agenda, they will shout you down and physically abuse you and your property if you dare speak out. How does that double standard work for you? Look at the state of Oregon. We have many, many problems that need to be addressed and solved. How about PERS and the mind-blowing unfunded liability it's placing on all of us? Nope, we need to allocate more and more of your tax money to education to, wait for it, help pay their PERS costs. Does that help students? Well, not unless they're endeavoring to become PERS retirees. Nope, instead we're going to spend our time making sure federal employees get state unemployment benefits if there's another government shutdown. Why not take care of the real problems instead of something that may or may not happen in the future? Now, the greatest generation is literally rolling over in their graves over the state of America today and the state of Oregon. You know, if the Great War were ever to come again, we have a new generation that will be whining to the government to go fight the war for them, but continue to give them guaranteed minimum income, free college, and free health care. That will save the world, I'm sure. Good luck with that. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.